Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Do you work really hard trying to improve your engagement score? Trying to improve your work culture, your productivity? You do the jeans day, the pizza party, the potluck, everything that they tell you to do, but there's no improvement. Sometimes the behaviors get worse. It happens a lot in many labs and many organizations.
Welcome to eLaborate Topics podcast, and today is a special episode. You're going to hear Lona blast from the past. And this episode is a pre-recorded episode. This was me before eLaborate Topics podcast. And I wanted to bring this to you. I did YouTube episodes on different topics that were very similar to the ones that we do on eLaborate Topics podcast. And this one is on recognition programs, how to design an effective recognition program for your lab. I know now with a lot that's going on with engagement, a lot that's going on with different people from different generation, a lot of times we're thinking, or this is how people see work and why people not engaged. And so this episode is going to address a lot of the challenges that we have. And for you who haven't been listening to eLaborate Topics podcast, eLaborate Topics podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-hosts, Tywana Wilson and Stephanie Whitehead, bring you topics and tools and tips to help you to excel inside and outside the lab. And today's episode is no different. This episode, a blast from the past. Share this with your friends, share this with other lab leaders, and enjoy.
I was talking to a lab leader who told me about an experience that she had. She actually saw one of her team members trashing a certificate and a pin and saying, "Is this what they gave me?" Of course, the supervisor, she was very hurt. But although she was hurt, it didn't really stop her from trying. And we had a discussion, and she was very intentional about what she needed to do to make the change. She made the change, and it really improved her team. As a matter of fact, people who were gossiping, the naysayers, the complainers, it reduced that and it improved the whole culture of her team, and it caused her to increase her Gallup score by almost 1 point. And I know that people be saying, why would I even bother when people really don't appreciate the things that you do? Why would I bother? Don't they get paid? Why would I want to baby people to try to get them to do what they need to do? And I understand because I asked that question too. But once I learned these four steps, and this is the step that I share with quite a few of the people that I coach, and I'm going to share the steps with you. Once I learned these four steps, I realized that quite a few leaders were getting some great results. So the first thing to do is to be aware of how your team member wants to be recognized. And that is something that is very relevant, not only in the workplace, but think about even at home with your spouse. If your spouse don't know what you're excited about, if they don't know what to give you on your birthday or special occasion, they could be wasting their time and giving you something that they love and you don't like. Some people sometimes are polite and they accept it, but it doesn't do much for them. It's the same thing in the workplace. If you don't understand what would motivate your team, you'll be spending a lot of energy doing so many things, and it becomes frustrating to you, it becomes frustrating to your team, and it does not make a difference. Sometimes it actually makes things worse. So it's probably gonna mean just spending time with your team individually, talking about how they want to be recognized. I know some people just enjoy a personal note, handwritten note. They could take that home to show their kids, or a card. Some people want public recognition. They want the big thing where everybody can see the certificate, the whole work, public recognition. Some people just want a verbal thank you or public thank you. And some people want private thank you. And it reminds me of a situation where someone was asked to stand up to be recognized in a meeting, and the person was humiliated. You'd think that for some people that would be a great experience, but for that person, they did stand up. What did they do? They walked out the room. They were actually so blushed, so embarrassed, they walked out the room. And what was meant to be a great experience turned out to be a negative experience, not only for the person who was supposed to be recognized, but for the person who tried to recognize that individual. So that's one of the first things that I would say. Be aware of how your team want to be recognized. So the next thing that I would do is to look at your recognition program. Make sure your recognition program is aligned with what you want to see, what behaviors you want to see, whether it's recognized with the behaviors that the lab would want to see or your organization as a whole. So look at your organizational goals, look at your lab goals, and align your recognition with those. What will actually happen is the behaviors you recognize, the behaviors you'll see more. Even your evaluation program that you do, look at it and see, are you giving more weight to the things that are important? So look at your weighting system. Also, are you recognizing things that will make you visible to your organization? That means you're meeting the goals of your organization. When it comes to patient safety measures, would be things like central line associated bloodstream infection. What is the lab doing in terms of contribution, in terms of blood culture contamination? Are we recognizing people if we have several months of no blood culture contamination? Are we giving recognition and rewards for those? What about stroke measures? When we are, our turnaround time for these tests for stroke measures, are these the ones that we're recognizing? What about your staff who work with other nurses to work on some of these measures? Are you giving recognition? Because when you do that, you'll have other people seeing that recognition. And what it does, it encourages other people to participate in the things that you want to see. So make sure it's aligned with your lab goals, with your organizational goals. In terms of our internal metrics, we have to decide what is it that we want to focus on. Are we focusing on quality over quantity, or are we trying to balance both? So if we put a lot of recognition on maybe quantity, maybe say productivity or volume, we could be putting less focus on quality. If we want to improve quality, we have to recognize quality. Think about, say, phlebotomy, for instance. If we keep rewarding people who collect the most specimen, and we never look at our specimen labeling issues or clotted specimen or quantity not sufficient or IV contamination, we just never look at that metric, we would be giving the wrong picture. We wonder, why is it we're getting phlebotomists never collecting good specimens? So we have to look at what is it that we want to see and reward the things that we want to see. So look at your internal metrics. Look at mislabeled specimen, look at your quality, and weigh what you're recognizing. The third thing is acknowledging and celebrating small wins. It's so important to celebrate small wins, and small wins just mean if you're working on something, you celebrate it even before it's finished. Once you accomplish some progress, it's great to celebrate. And based on research, frequent recognition or more immediate recognition while you're in the process of doing things make a big difference. What it actually does, it associates something positive with what you're doing, and it encourages you to keep going. So it's like the car going up the hill saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. That extra recognition, the car, instead of saying, I think I can, it becomes, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. That recognition gives you that momentum to keep going. And it actually lets your team know that they're on the right track. Small wins, it's so important to recognize small wins before a major project is complete. What it does, it helps you to get to that completion. It helps to get you to the end of that race. So don't forget to recognize small wins and celebrate small wins. And I'm going to just give you some example of small wins. Say, for instance, you had a new instrument. Maybe somebody helped to validate. So that's just one piece. Somebody helped to write the procedure. Somebody helped with training. And these are just little pieces of the big puzzle. But you're celebrating by recognizing all of those small events. Say, for instance, you're getting a lot of clotted specimen, and one of your team members decide to take the initiative to meet with the nurse manager or someone on that unit, or start working with a nurse, or put together a FAQ for how to collect specimen. These are just small things in that big picture. So try to recognize and acknowledge these as soon as they happen. You're building momentum for your team, and you're encouraging them to move on, and they realize that they're on the right track. So the fourth thing would be alike treatment across all labs. So you want to make sure that if you have a recognition program, it's not only on one shift, or it's not only for one group. If you're doing recognition, you're doing it on day shift, evening shift, overnight. If it means that you have to go on those shifts to make sure it happens, then that's what you need to do. Because without that, you're gonna create more friction when there's one group being recognized and the other one is not. Another thing is not just all shifts, but all labs. Make sure you're recognizing all labs. So there may be microbiology depending on who you oversee. If you're overseeing a whole group of micro blood bank, ensure that you have that program built in with all your managers and your supervisors. If you're a supervisor, you make sure you're doing that for all your shifts and make sure that all errors are recognized. Another thing that's easy to happen is just you having that blind spot. Say, for instance, you're used to working in hematology. So when you see an improvement in one area, there's this tendency to pick that up quicker. So if you have a blind spot, it could cause a problem. So try to talk to somebody you trust. Find out if they think that you're being alike across all labs. Another thing too is if you're used to process improvement, using that as an example because I have an eye for process improvement. So be careful that you're not only recognizing people who are improving workflows and other things, you're actually looking at analytical stuff like validation, QC, instrument maintenance, and things like those. Looking at someone who takes the initiative to plan the party or do the board. So look at all aspects of how you want to see your lab running. If someone is helping with a culture, recognize that person. So that's really important to have that alignedness across all labs. So does that mean that you don't do the pizza party and the potluck anymore? No more jeans day or t-shirt day? No, that's not what this is actually saying. You can continue to do your pizza party. As a matter of fact, that's great for connection, for fun. You wanna encourage a fun environment for your team, an environment, as I say, that your team can connect, can relax, and create that culture of enjoying what you do. Another thing is that the pizza party could be part of your recognition program. However, if you're doing any of these, whether it's a pizza party or the potluck or the MVP, ensure that you're following these four factors when you're creating your recognition program. So make sure you're aware of how your team wants to be recognized. Make sure you're aligning this recognition with the behaviors you want to see. You want to reward behaviors you want to see, certain metrics, certain hospital and lab objectives and goals. Those are the things that you should be recognizing or rewarding so that you can see more of those behaviors. Another thing with the pizza party, it's fine once you are actually acknowledging and celebrating small wins and you're making a like treatment across shifts. So it's fine to continue with your programs if these are the programs that are effective. So once you follow these four steps, you'll decide what programs are effective for you, that's effective for your team, and what will work for you. And that's basically what a lot of my lab leaders been doing. They just make sure that they're looking at their program under the grid of these four factors, and they're getting great results.
I really enjoyed listening to this blast from the past, and I hope you enjoyed it too, and I hope that a lot of these tips that were given, you're going to utilize them. And what I realize is that this was done probably about 4 years ago. I know this was done before the pandemic. It was done before Elaborate Topics podcast. But just listening to it, I realized that a lot of the challenges we had a few years ago are just as relevant as the ones we have today. And I always like to give at least one thing that you can do. Start with one thing. And the first thing I'd ask you to do is, number one, be aware of how your team wants to be recognized. Try to know each person individually. Do your management through walking and do your one-on-ones and just get to know your team and figure out how they'd want to be recognized. And that's where I'd start. So I really enjoy sharing with you and listen to this and other episode on directimpactbroadcasting.com. or any of your favorite podcast platform. We are on LabVine, and you can get to LabVine through labvinelearning.com. And you can sign up for a lot of their resources. Go ahead and sign up and also join us on our Facebook group or LinkedIn group. And send us an email if you want to request to be a guest on the show or request any topics at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com. And reach out to me if you want to talk about creating the kind of culture in your lab that you'd want to see. Reach out to me at lonasmall@lonasmall.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn. So until we chat again, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.